Johnny here, Johnny LaBarca. Johnny only because in the neighborhood I was born in, everybody had either a Y or an IE at the end of their name. So if it was Bob, it was Bobby. Or Frank, Frankie. Tony, Tony. Joey, Paulie. Hey, Paulie. I had Paul Cimino as my best friend in the old days in Brooklyn. St. Mark's Avenue in Brownsville. I mean, it could be anywhere. It could be, you know, in northwestern New Jersey. It could be somewhere in south of Boston, you know. The old neighborhood, the old pizzerias we used to hang out at when it was for a dollar, you get a whole pie. Hey, let's split a pie.
North End.
North End of Boston. All right. When I say the South End?
No.
I knew there was a South End of something. South Brooklyn. Now, that was a place. Today, even, I mean, there is something about New York water that makes the bread and pasta and pizza taste so darn good in New York. That's why you like going to the Italian Feast and Little Italy and Mulberry Street and that area, Mott Avenue, and that whole, well, actually, Little Italy is little now. I think it's only a square block. It used to be a lot bigger, but it's intermixed with Chinatown, so it's, you know, Chinese, you could get a little bit of, oh, yes, I'll have a spring roll. Parmesan, please. Put a little melted butter and cheese on that sucker. Add some garlic salt. Man, I could smell the garlic now, and it's wafting through your radio, so please make the noise. Yeah, that's it, but just don't burn it. Clarify it. That's it. Nicey, nice. You got to use real imported extra virgin olive oil. I have my family in Sicily, and they make fresh olive oil. And when I visit them, they give me a 5-gallon jug. And when I get on the plane, I got to put it in carry-on. And I have to act like it's very light, and it's killing my arm when I'm walking in, you know, going through customs. Yes, I have nothing to declare. The little doggy doesn't smell the oil. He only, you know, wants to smell fruit and veggies and stuff. If you visited a farm, no, of course not. You know, we own 3 farms in Sicily, on the Campania, as my Uncle Toto would say, Salvatore. Uncle Sal's like 100 years old, and he walks a mile up the hill to get to his place. And then the farm, they have the fruit, and the goats make the cheese. We have a sharp cheese, LaBarca brand cheese. I'm going to slice them right now, get that. Whoa, who's got the semolina bread? I don't care how well done or it's not. The sauce is there, or the gravy, whatever you call it. Dip it in that sucker. Oh, man. I used to have bread, sauce and bread sandwiches. Yeah, I used to have a nice piece of Italian bread. My mother would get the sauce, take the oil out of the way. She'd you know, move it with the spoon because the oil would settle on top of the gravy. Or she'd dip it in there, get a little meat from the meatballs because some of the meatballs would break up. Add that grated, fresh grated Parmesan cheese, you know, the Parmigiano Reggiano. In the old days, when you went to the store to buy all this stuff, whether it be the salami or the dried sausage and the cheeses, they'd be hanging right above your head, and there'd be sawdust on the floor. Of course, it's not allowed anymore, but some of the cheese would drip the oil. The oil would drip from the cheese, and it would fall on the floor. And I remember accidentally standing underneath one of these big balls of Pecorino Romano cheese, and it would drip on my head, and I smelled like cheese all day. LaBarca, did you bathe? Yeah, I took a shower. Why? You smell like cheese, man. You smell good. My friends would pick on me. And then I'd touch my head, and it would be wet. Oh, man. And I'd mix it in. Then I went crazy. I used to just mix it right into my head and make it like my whole hair was greasy, and I'd get a comb and comb it back with a pompadour. Just call me Cheesehead. It's better than being called Bacala. They used to call me LaBarcala. It's LaBarca, LaBarca, John LaBarca. I'm host of Festival Italiano on this station. New song from Vasco Rossi, Un Senso. On Festival Italiano, don't forget, give us a call at 1-877-377-8838, or you're listening to me on the web at johnlabarca.net.
Voglio trovare un senso questa sera, anche se questa sera un senso non ce l'ha. Voglio trovare un senso a questa vita, anche se questa vita un senso non ce l'ha. Voglio trovare un senso a questa storia, anche se questa storia un senso non ce l'ha. Voglio trovare un senso a questa voglia, anche se questa voglia un senso non ce l'ha. Sai che cosa penso? Che se non ha un senso, domani arriverà. Domani arriverà lo stesso. Senti che bel vento, non basta mai il tempo, domani un altro giorno arriverà. Voglio trovare un senso a questa situazione, anche se questa situazione un senso non ce l'ha. Voglio trovare un senso a questa condizione, anche se questa condizione un senso non ce l'ha. Senso a tante cose, anche se tante cose un senso non ce l'ha.
Tomorrow morning, Vasco. Hey, Vasco, come stai? Vasco Rossi from 2007. Un senso. All right, we're going to turn back the Festival Italiano clock with your host, John Labarca, with a classic from the 1940s, Alberto Ravigliatti, and the Italian version of the Andrew Sisters, Trio Lescano. Non dimenticar le parole for the Montalto family.
Le mie parole, bimba, tu non sai cos'è l'amore. È una cosa bella come il sole, più del sole da calore. Scende lentamente nelle vene e pian piano giunge fino al cuore. Nascono così le prime pene, con i primi sogni là, ogni cuore innamorato si tormenta sempre più. Tu che ancora non hai amato, forse non mi sai capire tu. Non dimenticar le mie parole, bimba, t'amo tanto da morire. Tu per me sei forse più del sole, non mi fare mai soffrire. Ma io t'ho sempre amata, come amar non so di più. Tu però sei tanto ingrata, forse non mi sai capir. Tu
non dimenticare le mie parole, bimba, tu non sposa dell'amore. Più una cosa bella, più del sole da calore. Scende lentamente nelle vene, pian piano giunge fino a cuore. Nascono così le prime pene, con i primi sogni d'oro.
Ogni cuore innamorato si tormenta sempre più. Tu che ancor non hai amato, forse non mi sai capire tu.
Cymbal at the end, please. Psst. I'm telling you, doesn't that music remind you of some old cartoon? I love that stuff. This is going back to the 40s and 30s. And, yeah, Italy had their own share of great musicians. And even today,